This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Fears are rising that things are going to get worse in Ukraine. There's word this morning that Russia is evacuating embassy staff from Ukraine. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
State news agency TASS says Russia has begun pulling personnel from its diplomatic posts in Ukraine. The move comes a day after the foreign ministry announced a plan to evacuate, citing threats against Russians in Ukraine. At the same time, Ukraine's urging citizens to leave Russia as the region braces for a military confrontation, with some 150,000 Russian troops deployed around Ukraine's borders. On Tuesday, Vladimir Putin received authorization to use military force outside his country, while the West responded with a first tranche of sanctions. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Michael McFaul, a former U.S. ambassador to Russia, says President Vladimir Putin is not afraid of war.
He's comfortable with war. He's gone to war four times already as president and prime minister.
And
every time he won. So that tempts him, that emboldens him, tragically, to take this risky behavior. And I think he thinks that war serves his interests.
Former Ambassador Michael McFaul on the Today Show. A second teenager has been arrested in the homicide investigation that led police to the Minneapolis apartment where a SWAT team officer shot and killed Amir Locke, a black man, while executing a search warrant. Locke's 17-year-old cousin has been charged in the January 10th killing of a man in St. Paul. Now a 16-year-old boy is also charged with aiding and abetting second-degree murder. A former college cheerleader has been convicted of killing three prostitutes in Florida more than 15 years ago. Prosecutors will seek the death penalty. This is AP News. Today, the jury is hearing the case against a former police officer charged in connection with the deadly raid that killed Breonna Taylor in Kentucky. The AP's Julie Walker has this story.
Prosecutors say Brett Hankinson fired 10 shots during the 2020 raid, but none hit Taylor. Instead, he's charged with endangering her neighbors. None of the officers whose bullets killed the 26-year-old black woman were ever charged. They had a no-knock drug warrant associated with her boyfriend, who thought it was a break-in and fired his gun. No drugs were ever found. Hankinson is expected to testify, as are other former and current police officers, and jurors are expected to tour the scene. I'm Julie Walker.
Dubai says the airport there is the busiest in the world for international travel. 29 million passengers passed through the airport last year. Dubai is in the United Arab Emirates. It's seen as a critical link between East and West. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.